December 22, love fulfills the law. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13:10. The attribute that Christ appreciates most in man is charity, love out of a pure heart. This is the fruit born upon the Christian tree. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. The Lord Jesus has said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:34-35. When enshrouded in the cloudy pillar, he spake to the children of Israel through Moses, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Luke 19:17-18. These things I command you, that ye love one another. John 15:17. If you are Bible Christians, each will have as great an interest for his brother workman as for himself. The work of giving the bread of life to souls that are ready to perish should be all-absorbing, keeping the hearts of the workers kind and tender to one another. True Christian courtesy needs to be cultivated. The mind and heart must be educated and trained by deeds of kindness to have an unselfish interest in every laborer in the work. Regard yourselves as missionaries, not among heathen, but among your own brethren. It requires a vast amount of time and labor to convince one soul in regard to the truth. How much money has been expended in efforts to turn men and women from sin to righteousness? And when souls are brought into the truth, what takes place in heaven? There is more joy in the presence of the angel over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons who think they need no repentance. See Luke 15:7. If you keep yourselves in the love of God, an influence will surround the soul, which will be a savor of life unto life. You are to watch for souls as they that must give an account. Manuscript 16, December 22, 1892. Love for brethren.